Salt water. The sea is gnawing at the cliffs again tonight, as if to satisfy the hunger of a million years, and out among the shoals and wrecks its treasures hide, the singing of a siren and a mermaid's tears. The sweetest sea child, you would often charm me, and try to coax me from the rocks within whose warmth I clung, to hold my breath for long enough to say, I love you. But scared of drowning, I would only hold my tongue. I stand alone now, as the sun grows cold, and night, like time, defeating passions and the ocean's force, has turned the golden waves into a sea of blood, along whose pulsing veins the silent vessels course. Alone, I slowly follow the retreating foam, and find the shells among the seaweed where they hide, and pressing one against my ear, I hear you call. With stinging eyes, I turn back from the autumn tide. When I am old and grey-streaked as the winter waves, and days pass slow beyond the headland where the ocean moves, I will find youth again by gazing into depths found long before the setting sun sank past these gentle coves. Love, take these golden summers from my memories, and cast them down into the bosom of the stirring sea, that in the long, slow cycle of the winter moon, they might once more, with sand and spray, return to me.